You got a tiny bit. Yeah. Ooh, good.
I might have to zoom over your
right shoulder. Like I'm saying, move it more to your left. Go down.
To your right. To your right.
The other way. We have right there. Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. No, stop. Stop. Stop.
Go back the other way. Yeah.
No, that's moving the camera. It's not moving.
No, but it moved the picture.
It moves the picture. Move to your left.
The other way.
There, bam. Stop. Damn it.
Right there. Don't
touch, it looks like you're moving something, goddammit. Don't
you're
do it.
Good. Mm. Yep, you're good.
Perfect. There you go. Hands free. Hands where I can see him.
Black lives matter, nigga. Motherfucker, tell me to stop.
Black feelings don't matter, my nigga.
I like it. I didn't watch too many police shootings. You mean stop, stop? I lay on the dead stop. Lay on the floor dead.
Everybody, welcome back to the NOS. That's the 916 News on the Street. That's where four local, hilarious Sacramento comedians react to Sacramento's news. I am joined, as always, by Aurora Singh. Everybody, please, at home.
It's me.
In the building. And then, as well, we got Steph Sanders in the house. What's up?
Yeah. What's up, man? What's happening? We're back.
As special guest for the first time, hopefully not for the last time, Trissy, what's good?
What it do?
Trissy Tripp.
Looking good, rocking the black on black on black, my guy. Yeah. You got like a special forces operation here too after this, or what happened?
I don't know. I'm trying to look slimming, yeah. I'm now on the sides of the street.
You look good. All right, so I got a couple stories that we're going to get into, and then we're going to end with Aurora's happy news of the day. And Steph is our food correspondent. He's got some food news. Now, I'm not going to cover it. I only got one of these stories, but when you guys look at the news, have you noticed how many collisions there are?
Yeah.
People in Sacramento cannot drive.
Cannot drive. It's like they got to learn again after COVID. That's what's happening, too.
You cannot drive.
Yeah.
They're getting ready for the apocalypse.
Yeah.
We're just like, no rules, out on the road, every man for themselves.
Having into each other.
Yep.
When you guys are driving, do you notice this? That people are just like crazy on the road?
I do.
Yes.
I do. But okay. You know, I noticed the police ain't stopping it either. I went 85 past the cop the other day, and I was like, ooh. And he's like, whatever.
he was like, I'm honestly.
He thought you were so, he's like, look at that cute little guy. Probably. He's like, get out.
You were a reindeer.
I don't
he's
think he
the size of our baton.
He didn't want that BLM smoke. He didn't want that BLM smoke.
He didn't want to hear it. He's like, how I look beating the hell out this little dude.
Okay. I was merging into a lane on the freeway on I-5, and all of a sudden this motorcycle like was merging into the same lane, but I was ahead of him, so it was my right of way. But then he honked his little motorcycle horn at me and was like, wah, 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 and I was like this.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you gonna do to me, Mr. Motorcycle?
I was like, what are you? I don't know what's gonna happen here. How is this gonna help anyone? So I was just like, okay, bye, have the best day. And he was like, oh,
mad.
I'm on my commute in the morning to take care of my guy kids, and there's like a truck like in my way, and it's going like 65. So I speed up to like 80 to stay five car lengths in front of this truck behind me, move into that lane, and then slow back down to 75 in the middle lane. And the fast lane is open, right? Wow. So I slow back down to 75. This guy runs up on my bumper and then like turns and then flips me off.
We're not going 90. What is wrong with you?
We're not going 90. Now, this is the part I'm not proud of, but because I'm not even that guy, but then I'm just like, what was that about? And now I'm stewing. Now I'm like, what the fuck? I'm going 75 in the middle lane.
Yeah.
What is this guy's problem? Well, he is now zip, zip, zip past two people and now gotten stuck behind that truck. There are like some other truck up there that whatever. So now he's in the slow lane. So then this guy kind of moves in the open. And so I just kind of drive right by him and I lift him up too. I gave him the hate right back.
I have a confession to make.
He was a pastor. Yeah.
He did have a Jesus Save sticker on his truck, dude.
Yeah.
He was a pastor.
They're the ones that do it to you.
Yeah.
I have a confession to make.
You were the driver? What happened?
No. So the other night I was driving and I was at a turn light and I kind of cut this guy off. And then he flashed his brights at me. It was dark. So he was obviously very angry because I kind of cut him off, flashing his brights at me. And then when we turned, he pulled up by me while we were driving and he was like yelling at me. And I was like, you know, obviously very angry and I shouldn't have done this, but I like flipped him off and I was like, go fuck yourself. You know, I was like, leave me alone, you know? And then I realized my headlights were off.
Oh.
He's trying to help you.
Good Samaritan.
It's a good Samaritan.
A gang initiation. Thanks.
All right, here we go. Steph even brought this up in the pre-show. Sacramento Bee had a story. COVID. We are going to red. We're going from purple to red on Wednesday.
Happy hours back open.
What's that? That means happy hours open. That means some indoor dining. That means gyms are going to open. That means schools are going to open.
Yeah.
Everything at a limiting capacity. But yeah, a little bit of normal is going to return. Placer, El Dorado, and YOLO are already at red. Which I'm like, if you live in YOLO,
they never went to purple.
Did they ever quarantine? I don't think they did.
No, I was saying if your county is YOLO, if it's then there can't be no rules in YOLO.
Right. They never wear masks. I went to Placer County and doing shows, and they looked at me like, why are you wearing a mask? What is wrong with you?
They went redneck. That's what they did.
They went redneck.
That's right.
So this is what's bugging me. I saw this other news thing about, I guess, Placer or whatever, been open or something. And there's some like ritzy, it's like you get dinner while you watch the movie or whatever. Somewhere, I don't know.
Oh yeah, in Roseville.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's called Movie Grill.
Yeah, Movie Grill. I saw the Black Panther there.
You never been to SMG, Ellis?
No, I have. It's great.
Okay.
I just can't remember exactly where it is. Well, they just reopened, and the guy in the story was like, "Yeah, I came all the way from El Dorado for this." So what's bugging me about this whole thing is we're back down to red because everybody's staying home wearing masks, and now they like, oh. And there's still people out like getting it, but the numbers have gone down where it's like, all right, let's open it back up. Well, I think if everybody just floods back out, we're gonna get talking about two and they're driving from this place to this place to this place to this place. Like, I think the numbers, they're supposed to go down in the summer, right? Like in general.
Yeah.
Well, actually COVID lives in the summer more so than now.
Hmm.
South Africa's.
I just want them to open up everything, okay, at some capacity. What I'm really tired of is the yo-yo. You know, like I'd rather still be on lockdown for another 2 months,
right?
And then summer kind of, you know. So like, let's just.
I'd rather them just make a decision. Just like make a decision. Are we in or are we out?
Yeah.
You know. And that power way we just
exchange, no power exchange, you know, just
we're determined if the governor wins an Oscar, because the answer guy's up for an Oscar. So if he wins the Oscar, we going open.
Yeah.
I hope we open up. I hope we actually all go back inside and they say you can't leave your house like it was in the very beginning for like 3 more months, and then they're like, okay, everybody, we're good. Everyone's vaccinated. Open up.
Leave your house at your own risk. But the thing is, like, I feel like I'm in a bad relationship where y'all keep breaking up and get back together, you know?
Yeah.
Like, no, we staying home. No, we ain't. Now we out. No, we, you know, I need to go.
But that's because, it's because of what you just said, though. Whenever we don't know how to just be in moderation, once it opens up, be moderate. So because now you got people coming from El Dorado to Rockland to wherever you got people from coming from Modesto to the drive-in. It's like, it's going to be like that again. So, but at least we had a vaccine now. So people getting vaccinated will help. So hopefully it stays in red and we get to something.
Yeah. Seth, did you get the vaccine?
I got the vaccine and it was not pretty. It was not.
Swizz.
Yes. 7 hours was not good for me.
Yeah, Swizz provides all of our background photos. He said he just got the vaccine and he said it gave his face a stroke. My man said he was down for like 2 days. Fever. Yeah.
What?
But yeah. The person, I will tell you this now, if you had COVID, it affects you worse than anything, and it is not a, it's not a lie. Friday, as soon as I got it, an hour later, I knew. I was like...
Was it your first dose or your second dose?
I got the single dose, Johnson & Johnson.
Oh.
Man, you just, yeah, man, you got the double Johnson, little ass bro, and you got a tiny ass body, probably ravaged your tiny body. Probably got all up in there.
Chills, hot, cold. I mean, knocked you out, exhausted. Feel like somebody raking my eyes. A headache. It was the most miserable. I'm at 85% now, but okay. This weekend it was done.
Man,
I'm getting the second dose next Monday.
How was your first dose for you?
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't have COVID.
I'm older than you. How did you get it before me?
I'm an educator. Educator.
Yeah, bro.
And just a quick little tidbit, they don't check because everybody has to get it anyway. They don't care. All you have to do is say something. You can say, I'm senior citizen. You look good. You don't care.
Yeah. Tristan, what are you looking at?
Oh.
what are you looking at over there, though?
Porn. You looking at you porn?
Wearing my pants. All right. Second story. And this was just, I don't know. So there was a death, so I guess we should be nice about that.
Oh, hell yeah.
But this isn't even really some Sacramento shit. This shit happened in Sacramento, but it's some Stockton motherfuckers, right? So,
God.
You know.
It ain't Marvin Hagler, is it?
What?
You're crying about Marvin Hagler. Go ahead. Okay.
No. you can take people out of Stockton, you know what I mean? But you can't get the Stockton out of the people. So they come up to the drive-in in Sacramento, once again, because... You know, everything's locked up, so they drive all the way out here. Apparently got hammered at the drive-in, super drunk, and then was going to drive all the way back to Sacramento. They get to about Bradshaw, get in the fight. The guy pulls over. She get out the car, starts screaming, yelling, runs away, gets hit by another, like, car in oncoming traffic. Hits her at about 45, dead on the scene.
That's not nice.
Wait, hold on. These people came from Stockton, went to Century 6 Drive-Ins right off Bradshaw, got hammered, only made it to Bradshaw, which is like literally just the exit of the drive-ins, basically, and then got into a fight, and then this girl got out of the car and got hit by another car.
Ran across the street.
Got hit by another car, and they're all
young. And they're all young. Guy's like 26, the girl's like 24. The kid that hit him is like 20.
Have you tried that restaurant over there?
Yeah, that's
why.
She's
dead.
That's why I said we should be.
She's dead, Aurora.
We should be careful. This is the thing. There was 7 stories when you just Google Sacramento news of car accidents, and half of them were deadly. Like the people died. This is the one I decided to cover. Okay.
It's the Corolla virus.
Oh my God. I'm done.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. That's why we do this. That was funny. That was good.
That was good.
Okay. So this one, this is also nothing to do with Sacramento. Buffalo, New York. This was crazy to me. Buffalo, New York, they seize like 20 pounds or something of marijuana.
Okay.
Off a tip they got from Sacramento law enforcement.
Okay.
So I'm assuming it's legal here, right? Somebody's got 20 pounds. They're taking it to Buffalo. You know, it's illegal in Buffalo. So they give them a call. They get there. The dogs sniff the bags. You know, now they're all sitting there taking their pictures with this weed. And I'm like, we need to, I thought it said on a tip from Sacramento. So I thought somebody like narked, right? some girlfriend or whatever, but it was actually Sacramento law enforcement. But right. That even still seems kind of hateful. You know what I mean?
How would they even get involved out there? Like, is this like an ex-cop from Sacramento? I don't understand.
Yep. Probably somebody that didn't get some weed, a weed he liked, knew this dude was distributor, knew he was going to New York and was like, let me tell on him.
Yeah. Which I guess it's wrong, but why isn't it nationally, you know what I mean? Like Canada, it's legal.
Right. It should be legal.
Legal everywhere, yeah.
And it is legal in so many places in America now. It's like
they got medicinal meth in Oregon.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do not.
No, they decriminalized it.
They decriminalized mushrooms.
You can decriminalize it, but that's not medicinal.
They make medicinal meth.
You can't just get a note that says you got glaucoma and get a fix right quick. That's not.
You just have it in the morning to wake up.
There was not a good hot shot of meth.
When do you think you'll get a federally approved national legalization of marijuana?
I think if COVID continues, then they will definitely approve it because they're going to be like, fuck it. We just need the economy. And then like everyone's sick. Just smoke some weed. You'll feel fine. And it put money into the economy. Everyone wins. I don't understand why you wouldn't want that.
Yeah, maybe by the end of Biden's term.
Oh, that would be so great.
This thing was bugging me is like, I don't know why, but I got lost on like a YouTube hole or whatever, and it was like that the dating show, you remember that, or I think it was like the newlywed show where like they would ask the husband and the wife questions, and the girl's like really upset. He's like, okay, what is your what are you jealous of your neighbor? And he goes, it's cars. And then she's like, oh, you said it was as long as his grass. You're always talking about how nice his grass is. And the host is like, yeah, she thought, you know, for sure. She knew for sure you were going to say that your neighbor had better grass. And the guy like leans back in his little fucking fro and he's like, well, I don't know about all that. You know what I'm saying? And then the whole crowd starts laughing. And I'm thinking, so you're making weed jokes in the sixth? Like, I know weed was like a thing or whatever, but enough to the point where like random people are on game shows bragging about how good their weed is on national television?
Hey.
Maybe they were actually talking about their lawns.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be the inference, but then he's making a weed joke and that's in the 60s. So that's like 60 years ago.
But in the 60s though, everybody was doing it.
But right. Then, why are we where we are now if on national television, random people can just be like, yeah, I get high.
She's Nancy Reagan.
Because they haven't figured out how to tax it yet.
Nancy Reagan, they stopped all that stuff from the hippies. It was rage against the hippies and the Panthers.
The Nancy Reagan? Was it just Nancy?
Her by herself, she said, say no to drugs.
Her by herself.
So that's the 80s. They was trying to fix all this.
That was Reagan
and Nancy.
Drugs.
But then people started huffing paint. And
when your state legalizes marijuana, do they instantly release everybody that's serving time for that shit?
No, and that's the problem too. That's what they say, the reciprocity should hit. And you should be able to just release those who have minimal offenses or misdemeanors that should be out already. So, but that's the problem too. So do we do that? There's a lot of things the state has to deal with. California just dealt with it and said whatever. But New York, you got a lot of conservative states, man. Conservative states.
I think all people who are incarcerated for any marijuana charge, carrying any marijuana, moving it, whatever, they should all be like given a big ass stipend to go start their own weed business.
That's right.
They know how to do it. They know how to grow it. They know how to sell it. They know how to distribute it. They should get funded. I think they should get funded.
Yeah, all Black people should get out anyway. You got less than 5 years.
I can't do this again. I'm not doing this again.
I'm not doing this again either. I'm not doing this again. I don't want to go down the Free Cosby train again.
Get out anyway.
All right.
They should get money though.
I do think they should get preferential treatment, like the Native Americans get the gambling. You know what I mean?
I'd rather have a casino than a dispensary.
No.
I'd rather have a dispensary.
No, I'd much rather have a dispensary. I'm not hanging out at my own casino, you know what I mean? But I'll be at the dispensary.
Tris, I love my people, but we ain't about to run a casino. It ain't gonna run, right? The slot machines be spades and bitwits. I want to stop.
That's racist. Don't be talking about black people like
that. We're not gonna do all that.
I took my auntie up to Jackson. It's my fiance's auntie-in-law up to Jackson. And I told her that this was an Indian casino. And she said it ain't fair that they get to make all that money and take it back to their country.
Oh boy.
I was like, I don't think
I like it works
that way.
I like that. That's what you, Indian, that's what you should be. That's good.
You know, I'm glad you married it to a smart family. I'm glad you
I didn't know where to go after that statement.
Your auntie's a professor.
I didn't give her no more information. I don't want them to take Montana. I don't want them to.
Well, if it makes it feel any better, their country is here.
Right.
We're actually in their country.
Yeah, that shit blew me away. I still haven't recovered from that statement.
We haven't legalized peyote. This is crazy. We should just let them run shit. I think it would be dope if we were just like, you know what? We're still gonna have senators, governors. But we're all gonna clean house, and we're just gonna do it by people that were here first. So this tribe, step up. One of y'all is the president. You know what I mean?
Ooh, let's do it.
Chief Big Thunder come out and run shit. It can't be worse than what these motherfuckers are doing.
President. I like that.
I bet our recycling goes up.
Native Americans should be in charge, and then they'll be like, and then if they're ever, you know, like black people will all be like, oh, hey, just remember that we didn't ask to be here.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, we so didn't.
Native Americans and black people were close for a long cabinet. Time. That's why we got a lot of good hair in this community.
Black folks be the whole cabinet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a lot of good hair because of Aurora's people.
That's right. And,
half my people. Yeah.
And everybody that's Vietnamese, out of prison. Just get them out. Get them out. They're done. No more time for Vietnamese prisoners. Okay.
Aurora, what side of the world are you from?
My mom's from Haiti and my dad's from India.
But you're from Folsom. Don't lie. Where were you? You're from.
So you like Camille Harrison?
I'm from Rosemont.
Rosemont, hey.
St. Francis.
Yeah, you were mad. You were.
Hey, Ryan, did you go to school with Aurora?
What?
Yeah, the comedian. Did you go to Rosemont High?
No, I went to St. Francis.
St. Francis.
Oh, okay.
I went to St. Francis.
Yeah. She went to school with your auntie-in-law.
She went to school in the state of Francis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it runs in your family, apparently. Let's move on. Another story. Okay. I read this one in the Fox 40. The SMF staff, so the people that work at the airport or whatever, they're getting like additional training to spot human trafficking because we're a main hub. A lot of flight international or whatever. So there's a lot of people,
I guess, a lot of mules come through here.
Still come through here. But I'm like, I looked into it a little bit. Apparently, this is a big thing. Apparently. Do you know this?
Who's getting more training? TSA?
TSA.
So they're gonna what are they gonna do? Filling people's stomachs better or what? What are they gonna do?
I think they're gonna be like, I think it's a lot of like making sure to like check out different age differences or something like that. And then to specifically ask passengers questions to see if they're whatever. But apparently they're still catching a lot of this. I guess it's a gross subject or whatever, but
it's in their booty.
What?
It's in that booty.
Well, we're not talking about nobody's booty, bro.
It's in their booty in the bags.
You're talking about mules.
You're talking about mules. He's talking about human trafficking when they get kidnapped. But how is somebody going to let you know that they being kidnapped when all the gay dudes in San Francisco wear the big eyelashes and they blink a lot anyway? So they will never get
it. We're in Sacramento, okay? So I don't know.
So it's a lot of sex trafficking in Sacramento. Okay, sex trafficking. Yeah.
Sex trafficking, yeah.
Okay, they catching them?
But you see two 16-year-old girls with some old... 60-year-old guy talking about they're on their way to a calendar shoot, and they'd be like, "Do your parents know about this?" You know what I mean?
Well, I might get stopped then. You know, I
date. Sex trafficking. R. Kelly had a song called "You Remind Me of the Jeep."
Yeah, he sure did.
He did. He was trying to warn us.
R. Kelly was sex trafficking president. I didn't even know
you
that.
Did you know that this was a big...
He's not just a client.
Did you know that this is a thing that happens all the time?
I did, but I didn't know it happened here so much.
When I was in college, I almost got sex trafficked.
I can believe that.
No.
Yes.
Super thick. I can believe that.
What happened?
Absolutely.
No, but what does that mean? Somebody almost kidnapped you?
Yes.
No. Where were you? Spill it. What is this?
I was a freshman in college. I was underage drinking. And I was at a party at a house down the street, and it was getting late. And I was like pretty hammered, and this guy was like talking to me, and he was like trying to figure out who I came with and blah, 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 all this stuff. And I was there with another football player that was a freshman as well and lived in the dorms. And he like came over and like stepped in and took me away because this guy was like taking me outside because I was drunk. And turns out he was like running a sex trafficking thing in Reno, and I was going to be taken.
Wow.
You didn't deserve that. Don't
And the football player literally like saved me from it. Like he was like, "Come on, bro, like let's go," and like got me back to my to the dorms that we lived in.
But how'd they find out that guy was doing a sex trafficking thing?
Well, I found out from the host of the party the next day, like because everyone was pretty hammered, so we didn't really know who he was, but he kind of just showed up with like random people, like out of nowhere. And then it ended up being like on the news or something.
Oh, shit.
Was that football player Ben Roethlisberger?
No, it was Colin Kaepernick.
The still
no, I'm just kidding.
Don't you come hey. Up to my man.
I did go to school with him, but it wasn't him.
Hey, but the host of the party knew him.
No. This guy just showed up out of nowhere.
The host knew. They knew.
Right. Human trafficking is real. That was real. Whenever I see somebody with a dolly, I start grabbing your hand tight. You know,
that was a conspiracy. I don't like that. Hey, that's the same person. One of his girls took your Aurora Sing one on the damn thing.
They're still coming after me. You're right. It honestly, that's what it is.
All connects. That's what's happening. He's like, I couldn't get the original Aurora Sing, so now you're gonna become her, and then put it on TikTok. I'm telling you.
They're pissed. It's like they're like the one that got away, you know? Yep. Like they can't get over it.
Like he has like recruitment videos to come to her that sugar daddy for sexual assault shit.
Do you know that the Aurora is like the number 3 pimp car?
What?
It is?
Yeah. A lot of pimps drove a Aurora.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a good car, I guess.
Yeah.
We're reliable, we're sturdy, you know?
It's a big car.
Loyal, right.
easy to insure.
You know, we're good cars.
But Ellis,
they don't lose their Aurora.
What else they gonna check?
How are they gonna check? How are they gonna catch these people?
But this is the thing that they were just making some announcement that they had given the security, TSA, and police officers a bunch of additional training. That was it. They didn't really specify what said training was. But also, probably you don't want to announce everything, right?
Right. I bet they're going to have undercover. They're going to be undercover near people. And like when they have the secret people around the stores following up there, if someone seems suspicious, they're going to be like putting on their shoes at TSA, just like having their headphones in, but actually they're listening to the conversation.
The marshals, we use them. Don't we still have marshals on the plane? They should be doing that.
Yeah.
They should be doing that too.
I just
they're gonna have undercover flight attendants.
I just thought it was a weird story in that how much of it is, how much of it there is, and I didn't even know. And then my last story before we get to our food news is no one was hurt, but there was a shooting in Old Sacramento. A bunch of punk kids
got in a fight.
Police was kind of watching them. Then somebody busted out a gun. There was a shooting. No one was hurt. But it's like, look, people, if we get to this damn red zone or whatever zone, and then y'all fuck it up with these stupid shootings and shit, I swear to God, I will shoot you. I'm like, dude, like, please.
Wait, there was shootings and nobody got hurt?
Yes.
They need to practice. These niggas need to go to the range.
Yeah, they need to get
shoot somebody in old Sacramento. You wasn't trying.
Right. We just left. We just got out the house. All right. Y'all need to start acting right. Okay.
Wait, did they say if it was like gang violence or was it just like random kids just like
the story made it seem like crowd? Some kids that maybe don't like each other. Right. Mm-hmm. So they're already kind of arguing and whatever, and things escalate. Gun pops out. They're not really about that noise. So it's really probably to scare or, you know.
And you know what? If weed was legal everywhere and more accessible, then this wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah. I don't know.
Some people about that life. I'm just saying, don't do the old sack. I've been old sack all the time, too. Don't shoot
it's
up
old sack. It's such a nice place. Don't so many families.
That's what West Sacramento is for.
You know, yeah.
That's what, bring your ass back to Stockton.
Go to West Sac and shoot up everything.
So Steph, what you got for the food news? Food correspondent. Oh,
happy hours back open. So you have to go to Ruth's Chris Happy Hour, Ella's Happy Hour. Those are the two best have one or two of the best.
Which ones?
And then there is called Oliver's in Roseville, Rockland. They have a whiskey cigar brunch. That is fantastic.
So look,
every second Saturday, JB's Lounge, Renegade Dining, two brothers own Renegade Dining, two chefs own it, and it's a brunch there that is fantastic. Every second Saturday, Rancho Cordova, JB's Lounge, Renegade Dining.
Wait, the one in Roseville, you said it's called Oliver's? I want to write it down.
Yeah,
Oliver's. Okay, cool. I want to try that.
Yeah, whiskey cigar brunch.
So let's say, what would it be like North Sacramento?
North Sacramento?
Yeah, like what area is that? Like,
that's like, isn't that North Highlands?
Not North Highlands, though.
Natomas?
Natomas, yeah.
Natomas, right? Let's say you catch yourself a piece, right? And you like, oh shit, everything's open. We finna have brunch. Where should I go?
In Natomas?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere in Natomas. Go to Midtown.
Turn your ass around and go to Midtown.
6 minutes away, 7 minutes
What about that friendly place? What's that Friends? That Asian restaurant that's called Friends or something?
Where where?
In Natomas over there by Gateway.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. Go to
here first.
Okay, but it's not. That's not the place I would send you for brunch.
No. So,
the Radisson brunch is still one of the best in the city, which is downtown. I don't know if they'll be open that from COVID. I don't know if they made it, but they have a great brunch, but you can check them out. But Ella definitely is one of my favorites ever.
For sure.
I love this. I'm going to go to Oliver's. That's what I want to try.
Yeah.
So when you get recommendations, you just recommended like 8 places.
Yeah, man. You know, they can watch this episode over and over and keep writing them down then. Let's get us more views. Bam!
If I was in a car with you, I would hate you. You give people 8 options, I would drop you off.
Then I say, let's narrow it down.
To this place, that's it.
Yeah.
I'll recommend Laughs Unlimited. Once they open up everything, go catch you a comedy show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk to me, Aurora. This is my favorite part of the show.
Oh boy. Okay.
Story of the day.
Happy news. Okay. I have no happy local news, but I'm a local and I have news.
That's my favorite. As long as it's happy.
Okay, so I accidentally bought a new car yesterday.
Accidentally. Accidentally.
What?
What kind of car?
Let me preface this by saying I do have a car shopping buying problem / addiction. And I did buy a 2020 Subaru Forester yesterday. It was certified pre-owned.
You bought a
Subaru? It only had 5,000 miles on it.
Oh. You bought a Subaru?
I got a Subaru.
I had a Subaru. That's wonderful.
Never heard that in a rap song.
I don't know why, because it's a super responsible choice.
That's why we never heard about it.
I don't think this thing exists. Go ahead.
But you do this, you buy cars a lot?
A lot. I used to sell cars for 2 years. I worked at a Toyota dealership and I sold cars all the time. Obviously, I was really great at sales, not gonna lie. But then when I bought a car from them, and then I was like, oh, I want to work here because I didn't have a job when I graduated college. And then that started a vicious cycle where I was like, oh, I'm out of this one. Now I want this one. Now I want this one. Now I want this one. Now I'm on another one.
Every 2 years or something, or every year?
The shortest I've had a car is 11 months.
Wow.
So you flip cars. You buy the car. You drive it for 11 months. You sell it and buy a new car. Or do you have a collection of cars?
I don't know how it's worked out, but I've never had like negative equity. I've always like been, I like leased the first two.
That's good compared to white man.
That's no, why. This is before I mean, I was dating Drew during this, but I had my own money. This is all me.
It comes with them. The privilege hit.
Touch. Right. Yeah.
No, when I met Drew, he was driving an 04 Dodge Stratus. He did.
That's not Drew. Right.
Drew is poor. Ooh. Drew is poor.
All right, but he still Dodge had privilege.
Dodge Stratus. Deal.
Yeah, I had to pick him up on the side of the road.
I dated a girl because she drove a Stratus and I got to drive it. It got that round trunk, that little round bumper.
Perspective.
Just what kind of car you got now?
Oh, I just bought a 1995 Caprice Classic Super Sport cop car.
Ooh.
I'm fast. I'm driving, burning it up. Who's
driving right now?
Huh?
I was talking to Aurora. What is Drew driving right now? Now that he hooked up with you, did he upgrade his shit?
Yeah, I've accidentally made him buy 3 cars since we've met.
Why do you say accidentally?
Why do you accidentally buy them?
Because I just like throw out the idea. I'm like, oh, well, maybe it's better if we just upgrade it. And I don't really, this doesn't really suit you. And then let's just go look. And then it's like, oh, we started a process and now we're buying a car.
Yeah.
So he drives. Oh. So we both drive Subarus now. He has an Impreza, and I have a Forester.
I buy Hondas, and then I drive them till the fucking wheels fall off, dude.
And that's the problem: is I want to find a car. I want to find a car where I'm like, I'm gonna drive it till the wheels fall off, and I'm like really, really positive that this is gonna be it.
The Rue?
The Forester.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm getting a Corvette next year.
I always thought Subarus for like lesbian cat ladies though. You know what I mean?
Right.
But this one is like, okay, this one is fully loaded. It has a giant moonroof. It goes like halfway back through the car. Like moonroof is huge. Like it's like, I think I'm gonna enjoy it.
But won't we be like another Forester in 2 years?
You can't make Subaru sound sexy to us. Understand?
Right.
Yes, I can.
Love you though. I love you. Glad you
look, yes, I can. You guess. Yes, I can. Oh, we go to the drive-in. We're going to bring all the alcohol. You lean back. You watch the stars. You're getting drunk at the drive-ins. It's going to be a good time.
Do they go over 60? The Subarus even go over 60, Ellis?
I don't think what's the gas mileage on a
33 highway, 28 city, I think.
I think it's 46 city and like 86. Well, you know
what, so you're not even. That's
what miles to the gallon.
Now I realize you're not even just saying, hey, I bought a car. That's not just the good news. Like, you fell in love with this car. Like, you've been
searching.
You've been looking for the perfect car, and you found it.
I did.
That is a good story. What did you name the car?
I haven't named her yet because we just got home late last night and tucked her into her spot and still trying to decide on the name.
Super thick.
I named my car after my sixth mom.
You named after your mom. What you doing?
I named my car after my ex's mom.
Oh.
So then I think, like, oh, I was
driving the hell out of
it. I had hella black dudes in there last night. Stuff like that. You'd be like, oh, Pegas. Pegas. Oh, black stupid. Dudes in there last night. You rode a roof.
What should I name my car?
It's got to be like Prince something or something. This is like the car.
What's your middle name?
My middle name?
Mm-hmm.
It's Mide.
Yeah, don't do that.
My middle name is my mom's name. It's French.
Oh. I
told you she went to Francis High.
what's Drew's car's name?
He doesn't have one.
Okay.
He doesn't have a name?
Well, no. That's super white.
That's not naming your cars.
I'm sorry. I think it's because we're just used to getting rid of them. We're not used to them.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to get too attached when you got to put it down.
Yeah.
I always name my cars Big Bertha, Peg.
Yeah, I get my cars old black woman name. My name now is Bridget. Old black woman.
I like Big Bertha. I like that name. I just need to figure out a name that's like a reliable name. Like, what's a name that comes to mind that you're like, she's loyal, she's reliable, you know?
Beatrice.
Well,
yeah, Beatrice ain't leaving no one.
Beatrice worked at church. All she do is go to church 4 or 5.
Not Beatrice. Days. No, not.
Or Beatrice. Someone clingy. What's a clingy name? Like a Natasha? Like a.
Yeah.
You know, like someone who's just like always around, even if you don't want them. They're like
Jenny. Jennies are always around. Jenny. That's what Jenny does. Jenny's here.
I will consider all of these ideas.
Okay.
Jenny or Sharon.
But no, you gotta do something. You gotta do something ethnic. You want some, you know.
Oisha.
Or you know what, you can call her Karen. You should name your car Karen and take
it. Absolutely not.
Take your book. Or you should
that's name gonna her be a no.
You should name her Katrina.
Name your car Sylvia. Sylvia is a good name.
These are all great suggestions except for Karen, and I will consider them all. Thank you.
Or Lola. Lola is my final, you know.
That's my you just talking about she's got to have
it. But anyway, that is the news, kind of, sort of, not really. But that's four Spike comedians.
Drury Cairns, first black director, Drury Cairns. Get it up, Spike.
What up, though? So, and Aurora, where can we find you online? What you got coming out? What's good?
Oh, God. Okay, so just follow me, Aurora Singh, everywhere. Aurora Disney Princess Singh, like every Punjabi you've ever met. And just follow me, look it up, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, all of it. And I think I'm going to take a break on my YouTube channel, but I will be doing something else with Drew. And we're going to start filming it this week. So that's why you should follow my Instagram. Because
does it have a name?
Does it have a name?
Yeah, the new thing you're doing with Drew.
We're going to call it Shafe Taste Showdown.
Okay.
And we're going to watch. So we love Guy Fieri. Okay. And so we are going to take some of the recipes from his Triple G show and try and make them ourselves.
Love it.
Text me the name.
Okay.
Okay.
I will.
I can't wait to see that show. And then as always, Steph Sanders, what's cracking?
Yo.
What can we do? Survive the vaccine.
Off the change. OFFDACHANGE. Off the change. Podcast. I am Steph Sanders everywhere. I'm producing a movie. Sort of coming up. That's gonna be shown at Cannes with Spike Lee. And I'm trying to get in Coming to America 3.
So that's all right.
Yeah.
Hey, snap. Nice.
I'm the only black actor that wasn't in it. Me and Tristan weren't in it. Two black actors that weren't in it.
I was not in it.
Yeah. Everybody was in Coming to America too.
I was not in it. What's up with that?
I wasn't in it.
And matter of fact, Luke Soane has a new movie coming out.
They ain't got no Subarus in Africa.
They do in a safari.
Tristan. My man, yep. Big Trissy, thanks for hanging out with us this morning. Where can we find you online? What you got coming up? Because you got a live show that happens, I think, regularly, right?
Yeah. I have a live show at Laughs Unlimited this month. It's on the 25th. That's a Thursday at Laughs Unlimited in Old Sack, where he was talking about everybody got shot at. Yes. Yeah. But it's roped around, so... Yeah, I'll be pretty safe. We got bulletproof.
As of Wednesday, if we can get back inside, I think the main showroom.
Oh, yeah, we'll be on the inside, so y'all definitely not getting shot.
Yep. Woo!
Yeah, I'll be there.
Open, but yeah. What? What'd you
do? So, I got that. I got, I'm on YouTube under Tristan Funny Johnson, Instagram, Tristan Funny, Facebook, Tristan Funny, Twitter, Tristan Funny, Cash App. Tristan Funny. Everything Tristan Funny.
Yeah. So. Hit him on that Cash App, please.
Are we giving a Cash App now?
Oh, yes. Yes.
I'm Aurora Singh on Venmo and Cash App.
Cash App. Not Aurora Singh 1. Not Aurora. Original.
I got a Venmo. I got a Bravo. I got all kinds of money everywhere.
And my name is Ellis Rodriguez. And if you're watching this, then you're already watching my shit. So anyway, we'll see you tomorrow. Everybody say bye, Sacramento.
Bye, Sacramento.
Bye, Sacramento.